gospel follows from last Sunday's admonition to love our enemies. And so what Jesus says about loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us. So I was thinking about that, and a prayer came up, and I thought I should say this prayer, but it was a temptation. And this is what the prayer says. Dear God, bless those who love me and change the hearts of those who don't. But if they refuse to change, God, put pimples on their faces so I can identify them. So this week I'll be looking out. If you have pimples, oh, number one. So make sure you don't have pimples by accident. All right. Brothers and sisters, there is one thing that Satan loves to do. He loves to keep our attention on anything else as long as we don't fix the sin in our own lives. So he makes us focus on other things as long as we don't fix the sin in our own lives. And that's why he tempts us to always judge others, to always criticize others. In today's gospel, Jesus challenges examination. He says, how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye, when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? The simple message here is this. Jesus is saying, the more we examine ourselves, the more we develop the capacity to sympathize and show compassion towards others. So it is self-examination, self-reflection that gives us the capacity to show compassion and sympathy to those who offend us, to those who will feel and not as good as we are. Self-examination, or as we call it in Christian or Catholic spirituality, the examination of conscience, is a discipline, is an exercise that is completely missing in our spirituality. Why? Because we are so busy. We are so busy. We go into prayer, we bring up petitions. Sometimes we thank God if we remember. But that ancient discipline of examination of Catholic spirituality, and those days while we were training to become priests in the seminary, there is this tradition. During night prayer, the leader is up there. He begins, oh God, come to assistance. And the whole seminarians will answer, oh Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father. And we reply. And then he pauses for a moment. And he says, examination of conscience. And you know what some seminarians will do for those who have. That not everybody has got conscience. So we joke about it, and we don't even pay attention or reflect. The leader is saying examination of conscience, and some of us were playing with that, and we said, for those who have conscience, because not everybody do have conscience. So it reflects what is happening in our lives. That discipline, that exercise of examination of conscience, where we go into ourselves, into our hearts, to reflect on how we live our life during the day and what we have done good, what we have done that has displeased God, we have not been given enough time to eat. St. Ignatius of Loyola considered the examination of conscience as the single most. Why? The answer is what Jeremiah says. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is very deceitful. until we change our heart attitude, our actions would not be a blessing to others. So it is the heart attitude, and the heart is very, very deceitful above all things. And that is why church fathers, those who are very spiritual, masters in the spiritual life, says one of the most important exercises in the spiritual life is examination of conscience. You see, before we go to confession, the church says we should do examination of conscience. But this is what happens. Most times we just, okay, remember, I did this, I did that, okay. We take the list to Father, I did that in confession, and that is all. There is no deep examination of conscience. We have not gone in to see how much we have offended God by what we have done. We have not gone deep to understand that we are broken, and that is why we do what we do without the grace of God. And from that deep examination, we begin to realize the brokenness of man, the weakness in man. And when people offend us, because we have gone to forgive, we have the capacity not to judge. So, if we are struggling with impatience, if we are struggling with anger, if we are struggling with a judgmental attitude, it is because we are not practicing examination of conscience enough. That is where the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits. The battle is won in the spirit. And where do you win this battle? Through examination of conscience, constant examination. And so the church is so wise that it gives us this invitation that, listen, before you go to bed at night, do examination of conscience. Self-retrospection. Don't just kneel down and thank him and then ask for prayers or for needs and then go to bed. Night prayer usually is a time for examination of conscience, where we sit, reflect on our lives during the day, and see those times that we have not acted very well that pleases God. And then we go back to see what exactly happened, if we could have done better, to see how much we have go deep into that journey, into that experience. We will not have the capacity to be compassionate because we just keep repeating our faults. There is no conversion in the heart, because we have not had enough dialogue with ourselves. So self-examination is a dialogue, it's self-dialogue, where we question our motives. The heart is very deceitful. We question our motives and say, why did I do this? You see, you and I are afraid of going deep into our hearts because we don't want to be told the truth about ourselves. We just want to put a mask and keep living that way. But when we do self-examination, we realize, we recognize our unworthiness. And that breaks our heart. And that makes us realize how much God's grace has been at work in our lives. And we receive. So the invitation, dear friends in Christ, is that as we begin the Lenten season, I want you to be a focus in your spirituality, what you want from God, that he will help you to practice and improve examination of conscience as part of your out with it too. During this week, I'm going to try to put up an article in the bulletin so that we can learn the art of self-examination. And if you can Google St. Ignatius of Loyola, he has a very good way of helping us go through this exercise that is very, very fundamental to our spirituality. Many of us struggle with anger and resentment, and we are quick to judge people. This is an opportunity to be liberated. The battle is spiritual, not physical. We make promises that I'm not going to do it again, I'll try to be patient, but we are not getting it right because we are losing the secret to our freedom, examination of conscience. We sit back at night, or sit back during the end of the day, and think about what we have done wrong, what we have done very well. And those times that we have done this, we dialogue with ourselves. And then the Holy Spirit comes down and teaches us the truth and melts our heart and help us to become forgiving and compassionate to one another. May the good Lord bless his words in our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.